When you're taking a course, whether mine or somebody else's, what is my recommended method for taking notes? All right. So, what I don't think is efficient is just to watch the videos and just take notes on everything that you watch. Because how many of those notes do you have from all the courses you've taken in your life that you haven't really applied? So, what I recommend instead is a method that I call HAT manuals. Okay, what's a HAT manual? I have a YouTube video about this. If you just go to my YouTube and search HAT manuals, George Cao, you'll find it. But essentially, as a business owner or as a worker, as a person who does things in the world, you wear multiple hats. As a business owner, you are right now you're wearing the learning hat, the student hat, and then later on you're going to be wearing the content creator hat, and then the client client service provider hat or whatever, bookkeeper hat. As you do your own bookkeeping, you have different hats that you wear in your business. And for each hat that you wear, do you have a HAT manual? Do you have a manual for that role? And a manual, by that, I don't mean literally a 45 page thick or 450 page thick manual. No, I just mean a simple checklist. So, for example, when I create content, even to this day, having created thousands of pieces of content, literally, I still have a checklist I look at for myself, even though I've looked at that checklist thousands of times. I mean, even my morning review, when I review the day, I've looked at my morning review checklist, I don't know, probably 10,000 times or whatever, but I still look at it every day that I work. I come and look at my morning checklist. Oh yeah, I've looked at, and I don't, maybe if you forced me to say what's on my morning checklist, maybe I'll be able to iterate, re to regurgitate maybe 75% of it. Doesn't matter. I try not to remember anything in my life and in my business. I write everything down and I have it pop up at the right time. So I go, oh yeah, that's right. I was looking at my phone here. So the same thing with learning when you're taking a course is instead of taking notes on everything, what you should do is first skip around the course. You're welcome to. Honestly, don't go from stage, lesson number one if you don't want to. Find a lesson that you're interested in. Watch it or read it, and then find what in that lesson is something that you can add to one of your HAT manuals. That's how I learn too. When I'm learning a course, I just go, how does this apply to any of my HAT manuals for my work or for my life? Right. I mean, I literally have a HAT manual for my day, my spiritual practice during my day. I call it my life monastery. You could look up Life Monastery on YouTube, and I have a whole podcast, a YouTube playlist about that. But I basically go, well, this course is useless to me unless I'm going to add something to my HAT manual so that when I'm doing stuff, I've added to my doing list so that I can do better. I could do either more. Or I can do better, or sometimes I do less because learning from a course might make me go, wait, why am I doing these things? I don't have to be doing those things. I could be doing this one thing that will make everything else easier or make three other steps eliminated. So that's what I recommend. Stop taking notes for everything. Just, add things to your HAT manual. And the last thing I'll say is this is related to my method called CCC, capture, categorize, calendar. And I also, of course, have a video about that. Go to YouTube, search capture, categorize, calendar, and you'll find my videos about that. The idea is whenever you have information come at you, which we all have in overwhelming amounts every single day, we capture what interests us, what you enjoy, what you feel is important, only what you feel is important, because there's too much else. You can't capture everything. Just like within a course, you can't capture everything. You capture what interests you the most. Okay. Go with your interests, go with your energy. Capture what interests you the most. Where do you capture it? You capture it in your calendar, in your HAT manual. That's what categorize means. You capture this piece of information. Where is this relevant? What do I do with this in my life? Literally. Oh, I do this when I'm playing this role, when I'm doing this project, when I'm doing this habit, when I'm doing this task. You categorize what you capture. Okay. And then you calendar the categories. That's all I'm going to say because you can go to CCC to learn much more about this method. But that's how everything pops up for me just at just the right time so that I have so much more peace in my life because I don't remember anything. Everything's written down and it comes up at the right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I use my brain for improvisation. I use my brain for spiritual growth. I use my brain for pattern recognition, for relationship. I don't know, not to remember a single thing. So that's what I recommend going through my courses and anyone else's courses. Just capture what interests you, categorize it onto a HAP manual, and then let the HAP manual pop up at the right time with your calendar. All right. So I hope this is helpful, and enjoy the rest of the course.